This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am joined this afternoon with Michael Irwin of Irwin Power LLC. Got tongue-tied there for a second. And I'm excited to hear all about Irwin Power and hear about Michael's journey. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Irwin Power.
So we're an electrical contracting business based out of Dufuniak Springs, and we do residential and commercial electrical work for homeowners and business owners. And that's anything from lighting to small electrical add-ons, panel replacements, generators, generator backup and stuff like that. And we'll do work from Destin, Panama City, Pensacola areas, but that's about as far as we go from Dufuniak.
Okay. So how long have you guys been in business, and how long have you been there in Dufuniak?
I started this business. We're working on our second year now, so we're just about at the 2 year mark. And what was the other part of that question? Sorry.
Just how long you, has your business always, well, I asked how long you've been in business and if your business has always been in Dufuniak, but if you said two years.
Yeah, it has.
Okay. So what did you do before starting this business? What kind of led you here?
I started this business because I was doing electrical work for other electrical contractors. Okay. In the same general area, Santa Rosa Beach area. And after I got the required experience with this state, I was shooting to start my own company after getting my license. So I just wanted to be able to start my own company and emphasize some things that I felt like I could improve on with my own business while working for these other, you know, organizations.
Okay. So are you from this area originally?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what do you think are some... Oh, Fort Walton. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think are some things that maybe people misunderstand or some things about your industry that you could share with us that you think maybe people don't know?
Well, I think one of the biggest, as far as on the consumer side of things with our services, you know, it's not cheap to get electrical repairs done and stuff like that. It can be very costly, especially with the way things are going right now, and things are getting more expensive on the material side as well. So just in general, it's kind of expensive work, and a lot of the things that I see are typically people trying to save money and get some help from people who aren't actually qualified to do the work but can do the work and stuff like that, and it kind of puts them at risk a little bit. So just because you're getting somebody to do some electrical work for you at a cheaper price and stuff like that, sometimes they're not licensed, which means you're not going to be covered by an insurance policy and stuff like that. And so I just kind of try to inform people on why they should be getting qualified help, you know, when trying to put information out there for consumers and stuff, so that way they can be covered by insurance policies in case something were to happen, because things electrical installed the wrong way can be a hazard, shock hazard, a fire hazard, stuff like that.
Absolutely. It definitely not something you want to mess with if you don't know what you're doing. So how many people do you have working for your company?
Me plus four. So we're small business, right now. I'm growing, but trying to make sure we hire the right help and, do things right the first time and not just, not overexpand too quickly.
Yeah, sure. So what are some of the things that you think your business maybe does differently than others? You said that's kind of why you wanted to maybe start your own business, was to do things a little differently. What are some things that your business does differently?
So we make sure that our lead guys are carrying around up-to-date code books able to get the right information when doing, if there's any questions that arise with regard to the installs and stuff like that, because it is a big code book, the National Electrical Code Book, and I just noticed while working with the companies I worked for before starting my own business that a lot of guys don't even have a code book and they're lead guys and stuff like that. So as things change, people are kind of going off what they've always known for years past, and those things tend to change a little bit, and people just weren't staying up to date with that. And I felt like that should be emphasized a little more, and that we should be training our guys.
Yeah. So you said when you were kind of listing your services before, you said generators. You guys do full generator install or how? Or okay.
Yeah, yeah. We tend to do just Generac generators right now, but we'll do new installations for whole house backup on the generators. We can do limited circuit backup to where maybe you just only have lighting and some of your refrigeration equipment and some power to your receptacles available in the event that you have a utility outage, stuff like that. There's a few options you can do. It depend, you know, so that we can work around your budget and still give you some backup power, no matter kind of like what your budget is. We can give you just limited circuit backup. We can give you the ability to hook up your portable generator if you have one. We can give you a permanently installed generator on a pad, and we can do that for business or residential.
Okay, good to know. We don't have a generator at our house, but we've talked about it many times. Right. So what do you think has attributed to your success so far up to this point?
I think the work ethic that I got from and the discipline that I got from my service in the military. I joined the military right out of high school, and it gave me some discipline and structure that I needed that helps me, you know, in the career that I have now. I wasn't doing any kind of construction or electrical work in the military. I used my GI Bill to pay for that. But yeah, that's something that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Awesome. And thank you for your service.
Thanks.
So what do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Hang out with my kids. I have I have a 6-year-old and an 11-year-old, a boy and a girl, and they grow up quickly, so I try to spend as much time as I can, you know, taking them to play mini golf or out to eat and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are they into sports, or they like to swim, or what do they like to do?
Yeah. My daughter's big on swimming, you know, so any chance they get to go to a pool, she wants to do that. They're interested in doing some jiu-jitsu training with their friends and stuff like that. So they like to be active, and they're interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Disney.
Yes.
Yeah.
we're not that close, but we're just close enough that it's hard to find an excuse to or find a reason not to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A six hour drive or so, and you can be there. So.
Yeah.
I know that kids keep you busy, and I know that the that owning a business keeps you busy. So kudos to you on balancing all of that.
Thanks, yeah.
So how can our listeners find out more about your services or reach out to you if they have questions or they need to schedule something with you? Or do you guys have a Facebook page? You have a website? What's the best way for our listeners to learn more and to reach out?
Best way would be to go to IrwinPowerLLC.com.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook page, and it's easy to find us on Google. But IrwinPowerLLC.com is our website, and anything you want to do, you can do through that website.
Okay, perfect. Can they like sign up to, or I guess they can contact you through the website for
whatever. There's a contact form on there, and you can just fill it out and it'll come directly to us.
Perfect. And you said you serve basically all of the areas that our listeners would be. So Panama City to Pensacola. So, all right. Perfect. Well, anything else you want us to know about your business? Anything you want to share that you think would be useful for our listeners?
You know, no matter what it is that you have on the electrical side of things, it's no job's too small for us. to do. So if you need some help with simple things or something like that, you can still reach out to us. If you have a bigger job, we'll give you a free estimate. You can request that through the website. And if you've got questions, contact us and we'll help you any way we can.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me and thank you for sharing your story with our listeners. And if they need any electrical work, I hope they reach out to Irwin Power.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.